Beethoven had a funny side, and you could hear it in his Fourth Symphony, a work that's been overshadowed by his grander symphonic compositions. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Beethoven wrote his Fourth Symphony in 1806, the year after his powerful and grand Third Symphony, Eroica, premiered.
The Fourth Symphony is very interesting because what can you write after Eroica? Probably having in mind already the Fifth.
Conductor Natalie Stutzman says he was trying to surprise his audiences once again.
He starts with a magic chord and a completely mysterious start. Like, you don't know, you are in the dark and you don't know where to go. You are lost, completely lost in translation.
While Beethoven was known for his strong personality, he also had quite a sense of humor.
A lot, like Haydn. They were funny guys, very basic ones. And one of the favorite joke of Beethoven was to put himself just behind the door and just do boo to surprise people coming. And just, oh my God. And it's full of this in his music.
But despite that humor, or maybe partly because of it, it's a tricky symphony to perform, says Stutzman.
You need a top orchestra, and it needs a lot of fantasy, and I think it needs to have this humor and not to take yourself too seriously. And this is not so easy. It's very challenging for everyone. It's probably the reason why it's not played as often as the others.
Beethoven's Fourth Symphony premiered in Vienna in 1807.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.